Now, on Tuesday, the smoke was particularly bad, blanketing Greater Sydney. Many before and after photos have popped up, showing just how bad the visibility was on the day. Meanwhile, the air quality reading skyrocketed, with some areas reaching over 1,000 AQI. But on this same day, one council in Sydney declared a state of climate and biodiversity emergency. As Sydneysiders donned their masks on their way home, Waverley Council passed an unanimous motion, moved by the Greens councillor George Copeland, to declare a state of climate and biodiversity emergency. We are joined now by the Waverley Council Mayor, Paula Micellis, to find out more about this declaration. Good morning.
Good morning. And please, I apologise for my voice in advance, but I'm coming down with the flu.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time, especially when you're feeling a bit under the weather.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure, because this is just so important.
That definitely is the case. Now, many councils have declared a climate emergency, with the City of Sydney declaring it in June and Blue Mountains back in February. The motion from Waverley Council was on Tuesday night. Can you tell us why the council decided to put the motion through this week?
Sure. Waverley Council has been concerned about climate change for quite some time, and we'd already moved a client, a state of a crisis, and we've also been a signatory to the city's power partnership, where we actually made a commitment on as part of that partnership. I think that was almost 12 months ago, where Waverley Council is committed to addressing the challenge of climate change. And we've recognised for a long time the important roles that councils play in actually delivering local solutions. But having said that, I mean, the Waverley Council's got a very significant track record in implementing a whole range of initiatives, and we can talk about that in a minute. But I think that we needed to make a stronger statement, particularly given that we're seeing Australia heating up with the projected temperatures are meant to be hitting 50 degrees in Sydney at some stage. We're seeing bushfires out of control. We're seeing floods. And I think just over the last month, with all the bushfires, it's really driven it home that we are, I think, in a state of climate and biodiversity emergency. And that we're not actually hearing very much from our leaders. I think that we really do need to be hearing a lot more. So it was an opportunity for Waverley Council not only to declare a state of climate emergency, but also biodiversity emergency as well, particularly when we're hearing things like koalas becoming functionally extinct. Those sorts of statements are pretty scary.
Yeah, and I thought it was quite interesting because a few councils, as I mentioned earlier, have declared the climate emergency, but I thought it was very interesting that Waverley Council included that biodiversity emergency mm-hmm. as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, we do have some bush care programs and some programs where we're looking at increasing habitat corridors for our fauna. But, we're seeing whole-scale devastation of the biodiversity. We're seeing land clearings at the rate of knots. And then we see the effects of that when it comes drought time, where we're actually seeing birds migrating in absolutely hungry. Mm. And we are seeing, with droughts, for example, the destruction of habitat and biodiversity generally, which is really important for all of us as communities. And so certainly at a local level, the reduction of biodiversity also adds to things like heat island effects, where we're actually cutting down trees and planting concrete, as it were.
Yeah. Interesting way to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're seeing all this high-rise being built now. We're seeing the heat island effect increasing with areas becoming a lot hotter because of all the radiant heat that's being generated. So I'm very interested now as the mayor to look at how we can reduce that. And council actually has a policy of increasing tree canopy by about 25%. I think that that's actually helping looking at cooling the community, the areas, the public areas. It's producing habitat and food as well. And we've recently instituted a program where we're looking at increasing our plantings on public land, so ripping up the concrete where we can and putting in deep plantings as a way of trying to not only green but capture any stormwater runoffs and have it go into the soil instead of into the ocean, and generally trying to reduce some of these heat island effects that we're starting to feel.
It's great to hear that, and it's great to hear all the local changes that can happen within a local council to make a difference to all the changing climate that is happening. Mm. Now, what does it actually mean to declare a state of climate and biodiversity emergency? Like, for many, it may seem like an act of symbolism or just, you know, something that people say. But what are the concrete like actions that sure. happen?
Well, I think at a local council level, we can certainly provide leadership at the very local level. And we're certainly doing that. So, for example, we have set reduction targets in greenhouse emissions. So we've set a 30% reduction in greenhouse emissions by 2020, and we've already achieved that by this year. And we want to actually look at further reductions of 70% by 2030. And if I can push that even harder, then I will. We're aiming for net zero emissions target by 2050. Now, that's council, but I think it takes a bit longer to reduce the community greenhouse gas emissions. But by us taking a leadership role, it actually sets an example. But we also support that with policies as well. So, for example, we have invested in stormwater harvesting, for example. so we're capturing stormwater. And there is a motion on the books that Councillor Marjorie O'Neill, who's also the member for Coogee, has put up, which is looking at council investigating a water tank rebate scheme to try and encourage more people to capture rainwater and use that. Council's looking at reducing potable water, and hopefully the community will look at following that example. We source our electricity, or 30% of our electricity, from a solar farm. So things like that, they're very, very practical. We're looking at how we can help our large apartment buildings reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So looking at installing solar. So we've actually got a wonderful program called Solar My School, which is encouraging eastern suburb schools to actually help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by putting on solar. Mm-hmm. So very, very practical things. What the motion, though, is looking at, though, also is calling on our state and federal leaders to also do something a lot more practical. And I was pleased that the State Environment Minister, Matt Keane, actually called for a statement of, made a statement of climate emergency. But, you know, I'm not hearing anything from the Premier. I'm certainly not hearing anything from the Prime Minister. And so we're going to be writing to them, informing them of Waverley Council declaring a climate and biodiversity and encouraging them to do more. Because while we can do things at a very local level, and that's very powerful, we also need that broader policy framework within which to be even more effective.
This sounds like amazing work and a wonderful front to go into 2020. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so, so much for joining us and telling us about this motion.
It's my pleasure, Marlene, and thank you so much for your interest. And I wish everyone a safe festive season, and my heart goes out to all the people fighting the bushfires. I hope they have a safe festive season as well.